Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
Matt Forte will add to that lead. He got big blocks from Olin Krutz and from his tight end, Desmond Fleck.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
The problem isn't our lowest paid guy isn't making plays. The problem is the one sack they give up, they get beat by inside pressure on their inside three, right? That's where all the money is. So the last thing I want to talk about all bye week is the problem I knew they would have there.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Some of the guys went to the Cubs game during the bye week here. Coach went to the Cubs game.
We saw him yesterday. We were out there, and he went right. He walked through the metal detector after one of our producers did. And he's like, oh, he's right there.
He's probably yelling at one of the announcers.
Aditi wasn't doing that game.
Down to the field, Lauren Jabara.
I know you said you wanted to see Matthew Boyd make it through the first five batters.
I don't know. You think so? We're going to be just fine.
All right, Ben Johnson, all business.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Tanny with a great little mix and match there. Our segment with Olin Krutz brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. Olin Krutz joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Oh, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
I really like the idea, Olin, that wherever Ben Johnson goes, he yells at the sideline reporter, whatever sport.
I kind of like that idea, too. It makes him kind of grow on me. I like a guy like that.
Yeah, a little bit of sandpaper, just a little bit. That's a good thing.
I don't know. You think so?
Yes.
We're going to be just fine.
We're going to be just fine, Olin.
It's a good thing for a locker room.
You think we got to change things up after we've done nothing? You're right. You're correct.
That's the thing. He was right. You know? It made all the sense in the world. I like that he was pissed off.
No doubt. Pissed off, and then you come out with a win, and everything is roses after that.
Yeah, but before we get into a lot of Bear stuff, and I want to ask a lot of questions about Washington, is your wife has run the Chicago Marathon before. Is she going again on Sunday?
Yeah, Wendy will run her 18th marathon on Sunday, so her 15th Chicago Marathon. We will go straight from Illinois, Ohio State, down to the city and get ready for a marathon.
Man, that is an athletic family right there.
It's amazing, man. She doesn't really have any massage or chiropractors or coaches or anything. She just runs, and then she runs in the house in her treadmill or outside, and then she goes and runs. So she's by far the toughest person in this family.
So what's your role then? Like, do you go to a mile marker and offer water? Do you make a sign and do support? You take care of the family? What's your gig?
Yeah, all of that, right? And then Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, feed the kids, make sure they're okay, and then get them to the finish line and make sure they're there to celebrate the mom finishing the race and try to maybe get to a mile marker. But a lot of times the kids aren't up yet. So we go meet mom at the end and celebrate down there at the fountain at the park. And it's always a great day, man. It's an amazing event, as you guys know, Chicago Marathon. And we're always happy to be a part of it because Wendy decides to run it. So it allows our family to be a part of the marathon. And as you guys know, whenever this city is crowded and pumping for an event like that, it's an awesome place.
Do you guys do like a family cheat meal afterwards?
Well, I'm sure you know, Lawrence, that when someone runs the marathon, it's hard for them to eat right after 26.2 miles. But I sure do myself get a cheat meal in.
You're burning a lot of calories being super dad and super husband that day. You gotta pay it off with a good cheat meal downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, Wendy's usually suffering, and I'm enjoying the all the victors. So the victor goes to spoil.
You're just supporting her. It's a really beautiful. Just supporting, yeah, right? It's a beautiful husband act.
After supporting me for 14 years, I think I can do it.
That's beautiful, man. We get new injury news today. Darnell Wright participated in practice, was limited. So that would seem to be a good sign. We'll have to see how it progresses over the next couple of days. If they had to go Benedet and Ozzy Trapillo, how would you feel about this matchup with Washington if they had to go without Darnell Wright?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think you'd feel great about it, right? Going into the Commanders, going on the road, using silent count, going against the Commanders' front. You know, you're a little behind anyways. You guys know which silent count. The Bears' pass blocking has not been great throughout the front and even in the middle of the offensive line. So Darnell right now just depends how healthy he is. I was actually just rewatching some of the Cowboys game and saw him pull, and he got hit in the back of his elbow, and I saw the play that he got hurt on, and it sucks, man, when your elbow gets ricocheted like that and you catch someone in the back. Hopefully, seeing him limited, seeing him practicing again is obviously a good sign. You worry about that injury being worse than you think it is, but Darnell Wright is their best offensive lineman. He is their best tackle. They're going to probably replace Braxton Jones there at left tackle. Ozzy Trapillo, young guy. You know they have Von Miller. You know they have other guys coming off that edge, and you just worry about Caleb playing with two new young tackles. They're on the road with silent count, and I don't know if you could go in there feeling great. You remember when they played, the last team they played that was a good team last year, a playoff team. We expect the Commanders to be a playoff team, was the Detroit Lions, and they took quite the beating there in Detroit on the road.
With Jaden Daniels in year two, what has improved? What has stayed stagnant for him?
I think actually, Lawrence, you probably watched some of the film, and I think some of the defensive have obviously the number one thing in the NFL is you put yourself on film, right? And everyone gets to study where you like to go with the ball, what you like to do in certain situations, what route concepts does Cliff Kingsbury like to use with you in certain situations. That's the hardest thing to overcome once you become an NFL football player. You go, basically saying you go from the hunter to being the hunted, and you're all film, and everyone knows what you want to do. Now he's just trying to make that adjustment again. Obviously his legs are critical to him. He has a little longer holding the ball, but they're showing him things and taking away things that he does like the best. Now he did get injured. He's just one game back. They looked pretty good last week, but him and Cliff Kingsbury again have to adjust to the league again and to see what they have to do. And it just, I think when you say, okay, has he taken a step back when you turn the film? I think the answer is probably a little bit yes. But I don't know if he's taking a step back as much as the league has more film on him and they know what he likes to do with the football.
Olin Krutz, I got to imagine you're a fan of Deebo Samuel. What do you think of that guy?
Yeah, tough receiver, real tough receiver, really good with the ball in his hands. He's going to be a challenge for the Chicago Bears come Monday night. He's the guy. I know I've been seeing that. I think he's on the injury report. I don't know if he's practiced yet this week. I don't know if he practiced today yet. But strong, tough wide receiver. I know it's funny, right? You're hearing about him in the offseason. It's like he looks heavy. He can't run. And then you see him returning kicks and catching balls and running guys over and them using him in all different kind of ways. So you do like the way he plays football. You do like the way he turns his shoulder pads upfield. He doesn't mind running into a linebacker, a safety, a cornerback, making his point, making plays for his football team. Obviously, you can use him in all sorts of ways, whether it be jet sweeps, whether it be running routes or returning kicks. I mean, this guy is a really good football player, and he makes that Commanders offense just that much more dangerous.
Debo limited today at practice. While Terry McLaurin is still the number one receiver, Debo's their leader in scrimmage yards. Lawrence, he's that guy who's used in a multitude of ways, and they can be creative with him.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun seeing him fit, because I was wondering after he moved over there, I'm like, is he going to be the same guy? So far, he's been that. I'm also really impressed with Kroski Merritt, their seventh round running back pick, who's averaging 6.6 yards per carry. Mm-hmm. I would imagine this, having been around football for forever, that is more of a product of what their offensive line is doing, unless you see something different. I'd love to know what your breakdown is of what Washington's run game looks like.
Yeah, obviously it all works together, right? And when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, he takes someone out of the box already, Lawrence, right? He accounts for one defender just because you have to worry about him keeping the ball. You have to worry about his legs. Now, they did, as you guys know, upgrade their offensive line this offseason, and they went and got themselves a premier left tackle in the NFL from the Texans. I was hoping the Bears would consider trading for Laremy Tunsil if they know he was on the block. This guy is an amazing football player. You watch him on film. He has upgraded that offensive line. I think that they come out with this new Protector of the Year award. He's probably one of the favorites right now, guys. That's how much he has upgraded this Commander's offensive line. If you want to watch a premier left tackle and you're a Bears fan in the NFL and you want to watch a guy this week that you say, okay, we keep talking about we don't have this position, what should it look like? Watch the Commanders left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, play football. This guy is elite. If you go back and watch him against Parsons, I forgot when he played the Packers, week one or two. It was a heavyweight fight, man. It was watching two heavyweight champs go at each other. So really fun guy to watch play football, Lawrence. Like you're saying, yes, he's young running back, very good player, but he is surrounded by a lot of guys, Debo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, their offensive line, a lot of assets they put in there. And then they got their quarterback, Daniels. And the last guy you think about is that running back, which opens up lanes for him.
If I'm Washington, I'm looking at the Bears and looking at their opponents and going, there's an opportunity for us to run the ball. What do you hope the Bears have done over this bye week to get themselves better at being a run defending team?
Well, that is a great question, right? And I see that Grady Jarrett is still injured, nicked up with that knee. You saw Jervon Dexter move the three technique a little bit against the Raiders, and they moved Billings to nose and moved up Jonathan Ford. And like you guys know, that's something I've been talking about. I wouldn't mind seeing Jervon Dexter moving around that defensive line where you could try him either at defensive end too and give him a mismatch there out there, because right now, guys, they are getting moved off the ball on that defensive line. When you turn the film on and say, okay, let me identify the problem the Chicago Bears are having against the run. And sometimes you see guys 3-4, Dominique Robinson, 3-4, 5 yards, Shamar Turner, Jervon Dexter, driven off the ball. The linebackers don't even have a chance. Obviously, TJ Edwards being back will help, right? He'll align guys. He'll give guys clues on what run is coming, what's about to happen to them. You know, you play against linebackers like that, and they're calling out your run plays, and that really helps the run defense, give them little tips and cues up front. But more than anything, Lawrence, and I don't know what you can do nowadays. I don't know how many padded practices they have in the NFL nowadays. I think they only practice once on their bye week, and then they're down at the Wrigleyville yelling at the reporters. But other than that, I mean, I don't know how much you get your pads low. Yeah, they got to change the line of scrimmage, Lawrence, man. They got to get some penetration. They got to walk guys back. They got to do things on that defensive line against the run a little bit better than they have been doing, or, you know, the number one rushing offense in the NFL, the Washington Commanders, they're not going to quit on this run, right? The Cowboys average a lot of yards per carry. The Raiders did a good job running the ball. The Commanders are thinking, man, coming to this game, I mean, it's common sense, right? I'm going to run the ball all night long. And if I don't give them four takeaways this game, they might have a hard time beating us.
So let's go to the flip side in the Bears run game, which also needs to improve coming off the bye. I wonder schematically and in terms of usage, what you think might be different as Ben Johnson had an opportunity to examine what's been working and what is not in the run game.
Yeah, I'm sure they went to their bye week feeds like every team does, and they broke down every run play, and these coaches put in tons of hours, and we all know that, and they're all looking for answers just like us. And when you watch their film, it's just – it looks like they sometimes they don't recognize the blitz. They're not doing good against run stunts. They're not working well together, and they had Darnell Wright go in and out, and Theo Benedict come in, and then Braxton come in and move him over, and Ozzie Trapillo, and you're trying to hope that Jonah Jackson and Tooney and Dahlman them get a little more comfortable in there, and also DeAndre Swift in where they want them to hit the ball, where they want them to run the hose. But right now, and like you talk about the defensive line, you can say the same thing on offense, right? It's just not – they're just not making their blocks, or – the running back is just not hitting the hole. I know someone asked me the other day, they said, I see the Bears are ranked like number one offensive line yards before contact, and the running back is last. And I said, well, I don't know if I ranked them number one, but they're not terrible. Like, they're not, and it's just not all gelling together right now. But as you guys know, I've said many times on these shows and on the Score that, look, don't build me a 7-on-7 team and start yelling about the run. Right. Don't draft me wide receivers and a pass catching tight end and a wide receiver in the second round, and then get me a running back who's a great pass catcher, and then tell me, whoa, why can't we run the ball? Hey, listen, man, you want to run the ball, you got to get yourself guys who like to run the damn ball.
Before Chicago takes on Washington, tune in Monday from 6 until 7:15 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you started. And then after the game is over, it'll be Olin, Pat, and Chuck Swirsky that'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, which is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. When I look at what Tyreek Stevenson has had to deal with since a year ago, basically till this week, with what happened with him losing focus and the Hail Mary happening last year against Washington, it completely changed the trajectory of those two teams. He's, I think, over the last few weeks, like, really talked about it in a mature manner. And we all go through the maturation process at different times in our lives. If you were a teammate and he were to ask you, on how to deal with just the walking back into that place, is there anything there that he needs to do and focus on to keep him from worrying about what happened before?
Yeah, first he's got to forgive himself, right? And I'll tell you right now, guys, he hasn't been – I don't know if you guys agree with this. He hasn't just been good the last 2 weeks. He's been their best defensive player.
Yeah.
On a defense that has really, really – carried the team with their takeaways, right? So, and you remember his caused fumble against the Dallas Cowboys. That was a huge play in that game. The guy broke away for 22 yards, right? They were moving on the field to score another touchdown. So he made a mistake. Gosh, I was kind of rewatching some of that game just in preparation for this game. And, you know, he's even on the coach's sideline film talking to the fans, and just a really big mistake, right? But like you said, Lawrence, I mean, as you guys know very well, and anybody who wants to Google me, I've made my own share of plenty of mistakes, man. And you overcome them and you come back in and forgive yourself, because I tell you what, I'm sure his teammates have. They don't even think about it. The guys in that building, it's a new coaching staff. Al Harris knows, he plays a lot of football. He knows what it's like to make mistakes, come back from them, and just watching him play football. I don't know how you guys feel, but it's kind of a great story, man. It really is, to watch him compete, come up with that interception, go against guys. And he's a physical cornerback. He'll hit you. He'll come up and hit you. He's a fun guy to watch play football. If he can keep the focus he has, I mean, think about if Jalen Johnson comes back with Tyreek Stevenson. I mean, the sky's the limit for this guy. That was a huge, embarrassing coaching mistake. Nothing that anybody who plays in the NFL for a long time has not done before. Credit to Chicago Bears. Hopefully he rewards them for sticking with them, for trying to develop him, for trying to get him moving in the right direction. Because look, guys, it would have been easy at that moment for them to say, let's just move on, for Ryan Poles to hit more golf balls at Soldier Field and say, look, I'm done with Tyreek Stevenson.
Yeah, Olin, we definitely agree on the story, man. We love sports, watching people improve and grow, you know, and this is what's happening. Dude just had a baby. He's got Tyreek Jr. now, you know, and he's like, there's a lot going on. Olin, great
That'll
stuff.
That'll change your life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
That'll
right.
That'll change
your life. Yeah. You can you relate to that in terms of in your NFL career, that changing
yeah.
you?
Yeah. I always tell my daughter, my oldest daughter, Grace, who plays tonight for Miami of Ohio, I always tell her she ruined my football career because once I had a daughter, it made me soft.
I'm hoping that this is a great weekend for the Kreutz family all the way around.
Yeah, man, it will be no matter what.
We love it. We love it. Olin, we appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.